Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Many people are having a hard time dealing with the social distancing aspect of preventing the coronavirus spread, working from home, not going to restaurants, and staying away from friends. But it's proving to be especially challenging for some transgender people whose support groups have been put on hold. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
The Trans Club of New England hosts meetups at what they call their clubhouse, an unassuming brick industrial building on a quiet road in Waltham.
This is a pretty good location, kind of discreet.
Karen Belmore, who's been with the group for almost 40 years, says the unobtrusive appearance is intentional.
It helps members, especially the new members. You know, they worry about what people might say. The fact that no one bothers them here is comforting.
The rugged exterior belies the clubhouse's homey interior, with a dining table and floral patterns on the drapes. On a typical Tuesday or Saturday, you'd hear up to 30 people chatting about politics or the weather or what it's like being trans.
So they'll go in the living room there and put on some music, and you could have a group talking about one thing out here and a group talking about something else entirely different out there. And sometimes we mix and, you know, just goes round and round.
But now this place of comfort is silent, and Belmore says there's now a void for people who have no place else to go.
A lot of people get a lot out of coming here and socializing, and for a lot of people, it's essential for them to have someone to talk with, to answer questions, to help them get through situations that others have experienced.
For now, while people keep apart from each other to stave off the spread of COVID-19, this group can't gather. For many Trans Club of New England members, it's brought back familiar feelings of isolation. Gabby Morgan says people socially distance themselves from her almost every day.
As a transgender woman who rides the T every day, you sit there and people don't always sit right next to you. You know, you still have that, you know, aura about you that some people still aren't very comfortable.
Morgan's experience is common in the trans community, according to gender therapist Diane Elleborn.
People who are transgender grow up with an incredible sense of isolation, feeling different, a sense of aloneness that is stronger than the average person's sense of aloneness.
But Elleborn says just because aloneness may be familiar to many trans people, it doesn't make forced social distancing any easier, especially if they've established support.
It's not like just because you had that feeling makes it easier. I think it actually is the reverse. It makes it worse. You know, I think it's much, much worse for people's moods.
Elleborn says many of her clients already have anxiety or depression, and this reintroduction into isolation can be hard. It's especially difficult for college students who have to leave schools where they've made community, or older trans folks who aren't savvy with technology. Elleborn is encouraging her clients to stay active and to connect with their networks in any way they can without compromising public health.
Hey, how are you?
Back at the empty Trans Club of New England clubhouse, Karen Belmore is calling members on the phone, one person at a time, to see how they're doing.
Well, I know that. I know you're upset that they're not open. Right, right. Precautions are definitely necessary.
Belmore will continue through the pandemic to try to help trans people find the balance between staying connected while keeping a distance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.